Welcome to Gospel Tangents, the best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. Lucy Mack Smith had some dreams that were very similar to those found in the Book of Mormon. Joseph Sr., on the other hand, was very rational in his religion. Dr. Mark Staker is doing an archaeological dig on the Vermont farm in Tunbridge, Vermont, and we'll find out more what Mark can tell us about how Joseph was similar or different to his mother and father. Check out our conversation.
I know I had an interview with Colby Townsend, and he said that Asel got angry at Joseph Sr. and threw a book at him, and I think it was Thomas Paine's Age of Reason, if I remember that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that story?
Well, when the Smith family moves to Vermont, there are two major ways of seeing religion. One of those is the Congregationalist, kind of the more conservative Calvinist approach to religion, where you're either born saved or you're born condemned, and that there's a limited atonement. Only a certain number of people are saved and everybody else is damned. And there are a lot of people in Vermont that have that perspective. Universalism moves into Vermont very early, about the same time the Smith family arrives up there, arrives in their area. And as a matter of fact, they seem to be among the earliest, if not the earliest, proponents of it in their region. But it spreads far and wide. But there are others who share a similar approach to religion, and one of those is the leader of the Green Mountain Boys, Alan, and his brother Ira Allen, and is one of those, and his brother is
Ethan. Allen.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan. So Ethan is the one that writes a book, but they're very much in line with the deists. They wouldn't necessarily probably call themselves deists, but I have not found in the records that they're making that direct connection. But they believe in God, but God created them and kind of moved on, and is not directly involved in our lives now. And so that's important because they don't believe in modern revelation. They don't believe in dreams that are valid. They don't believe in visions. They don't believe that angels are coming to visit you, those kinds of things. And Thomas Paine is very much in that same line of thinking. Lucy mentions it in her rough draft of her family history. It takes it out later, maybe because it shows the kind of a negative aspect of some family contention, where family throw in Thomas Paine's book and tell Joseph Senior to read it. And sometimes people have questioned that, saying, oh, well, you know, Thomas Paine, he's a deist, or even worse, some people push it as he's an atheist, and how would Asel encourage his son to read that if he's truly a religious man? Well, I think it's not that he's accepting everything that Thomas Paine has to say, but he's emphasizing the age of reason, that we are rational, reasonable people. And as a universalist, they're thinking about religion in a rational, reasonable way. And the universalist, much like deists, much like Ethan Allen and his brother Ira Allen, who are writing and very influential in Vermont, they downplay the miraculous, you know, the visionary world, the dreams that you have that are divine intervention, and the direct interaction with God. And so they even suggest that Thomas Paine does, and so does Ethan Allen, that maybe some of those stories about visions in the earlier Bible material was kind of told in a way back anciently that suggested something about God that wasn't true. Maybe he didn't give them visions either. It depends on kind of how they're wording it as to what they're quite suggesting at the time. But I think that what Aesel is saying by that, read this, is not that he's saying that Jesus Christ is not divine, although there are some universalists that think that as well, but most see him as divine in a way that he's able to offer salvation to everybody, that the atonement is universal, and that everybody is saved. And you find that later on in the dreams that Lucy shares about her husband. She's suggesting that, you know, Joseph has these seven dreams that are important. If you look at them carefully, the first dreams are still universalist. He has this dream where he's partaking of this fruit, and his family comes to partake of the fruit with him. Richard Bushman suggests maybe that Lucy's projecting back kind of these stories of Lehi and his family.
Yeah, because Lucy's, it sounds a lot like the Book of Mormon, some of her right. dreams.
And so Bushman suggests, well, maybe, you know, here 4 decades later, and she does in lots of other parts of her history, she's trying to suggest connections between her and Lehi and her husband and Lehi and the Book of Mormon. She's using that as a model. And so whatever the dream initially was, it may have changed in her memory over 40 years based on her continual reading of the Book of Mormon. But there must have been some elements of it that she saw as connected, something about concern for family and salvation, which allowed her to later connect those two and remember it that way. But the way she remembers the story is that Joseph has two of his children who can't come partake of the fruit either because they've died. That first child that was born and buried there in the Tunbridge Gore was not baptized. And then they had another child, Ephraim, who was born and died not long after. He was born, and Joseph Sr.'s dream confirms that they're saved too. They didn't need to be baptized. Very much a universalist dream, that everybody's saved. And it takes away the worry in his mind and kind of confirms that you know, he's still on the right track. But maybe some of these other dreams and the very nature that he's having dreams seems to be less universalist in approach, and he's kind of moving over towards Lucy's perspective. Even when they get out to New York, he's not fully there yet. Lucy and some of the children join the Presbyterians. Joseph Sr. does not. But those dreams kind of suggest that he's moving in that direction over time.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Because would you say, at least from my reading, it seems like Joseph took more after his mother's religious experiences than his father's? Is that a fair statement?
It seems that he's very tied to his father as well. Later on, when his father is baptized, he just breaks down crying and sobbing and said, I never, you know, imagined to see my father in this direction. I think that he's torn very much between the two, which is why he ends up needing an answer to a prayer, partly because he's torn between
those I guess two the reason worlds. I say that is because Lucy was kind of a visionary. She had dreams. You know, Joseph had a first vision, whereas Aesel and Joseph Sr. were like, oh, we don't really believe in dreams and that sort of a thing. And, it seems like, especially Richard Bushman has said that Joseph tried to bring them all together in that.
And I think that he does end up bringing them all together in his own search. And obviously he's drawn to his mother's perspective, but when he, after his first vision, and he goes back home, and he says, I've learned for myself that Presbyterianism isn't true. He doesn't tell her why or how he did. He kind of seems to distance himself from her experiences. It's not until Moroni says, go to your father, tell him, and he'll believe you, that Joseph's able to actually go outside, because he thinks that neither side is going to believe him. His mother's not going to believe him. His father's not going to believe him.
Well, you would think his mother would be more likely to believe in the visions than the father, right?
And I imagine she would, in a certain kind of context. I don't know what Joseph learned in that vision, but there were things that maybe he was a little unsure that both ends would accept. But I think you're right. By the time he's having his visions, that he's moved fully into his mother's camp in a lot of ways. But there are enough differences between the two that it makes him feel like he's unsure about sharing this with his family until he's encouraged to do so.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Mark Staker. In our final conversation with Mark, I'm going to ask him why a Methodist minister would be upset at Joseph Smith's first vision. But only those people who are newsletter subscribers are going to hear the final part. So make sure you're signed up at gospeltangents.com/newsletter, and I'll send you a secret link to the final part of our conversation. This is what Mark had to say about the Methodist minister.
Imagine when he goes back and tells a Methodist minister, I went out and began to pray, and you know that power you told me was going to fall on me? That's the devil. Is that Methodist minister going to like that? No. He is going to, naturally, he's going to condemn that.
If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please subscribe for just $5 a month at patreon.com/gospeltangents, and you can hear the entire interview before everybody else. If you'd like to watch the entire video for just $8 a month, you can either subscribe on YouTube, Patreon, or my website, gospeltangents.com. Just click the yellow subscribe button, and I'll add you to our Gospel Tangents Insiders group so that you can see entire videos. For those interested in a PDF transcript, you can subscribe at either Patreon or on my website. For just $10 a month, I'll send you a PDF as soon as it's complete. If you'd like a copy of the paperback as well as a PDF, just sign up for $20 a month at either Patreon or my website, gospeltangents.com. Of course, you can buy individual transcripts at amazon.com and just do a search for Gospel Tangents Interview, and you can see all the things that we have there. Don't forget to support Gospel Tangents with an awesome t-shirt like one of these. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. Get our latest updates at facebook.com/gospeltangents. Also, you can get our Twitter updates at gospeltangents. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got more of our great videos. Thanks again.